What haunts Murad Ismail is a cell phone call from a Yazidi woman after ISIL fighters captured her and her companions last year.
They shot four more women, and they threw. I could hear them shooting at the women, and then they threw them away. They threw their bodies away, and they said their bodies must be kept for the dogs.
Ismail says women who have escaped tell many stories of young girls committing suicide rather than be used as sex slaves.
I mean, this is not fair. This is not fair. And that's the fate of all the Yazidi women who were taken captive.
Last year, when the ISIL attacks began, Ismail and other Yazidis in the Houston area, along with members of a large Yazidi community in Lincoln, Nebraska, formed a group called Yazda. Yazda president Haider Elias says it was difficult at first because few Americans had ever heard of the Yazidis.
We had to introduce them to the Yazidi religion first and then present the issue.
Elias tells people about the Yazidis' religious traditions, which draw influences from Islam and other religions, but draw only scorn from radical Muslims. Yazda operates a relief center in Iraq and is now trying to provide psychological therapy for female victims of rape and abuse. But Haider Elias says the United Nations should do more than set up refugee camps for these victims of attempted genocide.
We've been very frustrated with those great countries that are handling, making, you know, major decision for the UN. They've not been doing anything for the Yazidis specifically.
At the end of this month, Murad Ismail plans to return to Iraq to assess the Yazidi situation and gather testimony from ISIL victims. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Katy, Texas.
Since you guys are more involved and you have more experience,